Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. Today is Saturday, the fourth day of November, in the year of our Lord, 2017. A few quick items to note. Today is November 4th, the day that Antifa plans nationwide protests in many cities, I think approximately 20 good-sized or large cities. And then I saw another list of about 30 or 40 small cities. I was very surprised to see my original hometown, Merritt Island, Florida, on that list. Folks, that would have never happened when I was a kid growing up on that island. But anyway, a word to the wise, stay away from these protests. These people are talking about going all kinds of dirty tricks, everything from dressing up like police officers and having people wear Make America Great Again hats to actually kettling people that they consider the evil conservative right-wing people into blind alleys and stuff so they can stab them. This could get interesting. I'm hoping it won't. I don't think it's going to get as much momentum as these communists are trying to create. And yes, they are communists. Don't think for a minute they're not. They might claim to be anti-fascist, anti-whatever, but the reality is they are communists with a history going back to the 1920s in Europe with exactly the same logo, if you will. I don't know what else you call it. Their emblem is exactly the same except with color added now, as it was in the 1920s. So this is an old-time group that is purely communist, seeking the violent overthrow of the United States. What can I say, folks? These are not good people. So try to stay away from them. It ain't going to do no good to try to fight them unless they're coming in your front door. So just try to stay away from them. Lori, are you looking at anything right now, or should we go ahead and talk about Bo Bergdahl getting no prison time?
No, I'm not looking at anything this morning. Good morning, everyone. No, but I'd say that was good advice about these protesters.
Well, this could either be a nothing burger, as the new term is, or it could be very, very bad, you know. And it could be somewhere in between. You know, we've seen what these people do before. You know, we've seen it right here in our own state. You know, burning down stuff, and you know, of course, always the businesses in their own neighborhoods. You know, setting fire to car lots, shooting at cops. You know, we already know there's a proven track record of what these people are capable of. So I'm hoping it amounts to nothing.
Right. Well, we can also pray that it's a peaceful protest.
Well, they've already said it's not going to be. They've already said it's going to be violent.
Well, then, yeah, I would strongly suggest to the rest of the public to definitely give them their breathing room, stay out of their way, and if your business happens to be in their line, I would, you know, really hope and pray that they don't vandalize it or bust your windows or, you know.
Well, what they're planning on doing, this is from their own website, is overwhelming local authorities. That's what their intent is to overwhelm the local law enforcement and public safety administrations in the cities they're in, and they're hoping to actually collapse the city and in some cases, I guess, county governments of these places they're going to be demonstrating in. So, like I said, I don't think that it's going to amount to that much. You know, I don't think a couple of million people can do that much damage. I could be wrong. But, you know, these are not trained military troops. Most of these are college-age kids that have never spent a night out on the street or gone hungry in their lives, I don't think we're going to see that much out of them. That's just my opinion. Well, Lori, what do you think about this deserter, Bo Bergdahl, getting no time whatsoever, just getting reduction in rank to E1 and an other than honorable discharge, or I'm sorry, dishonorable discharge?
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed the result of that. Did they say why?
Well, they think he might have mental problems. He had problems coping. You know, Kelly, our own son, was involved in that search for that guy over in Afghanistan. And Kelly said at least a half a dozen of our troops died looking for this deserter. I personally think they should have stood him up against the wall and shot him once they found him guilty. You know, that's what they did 50 years ago. And it worked good then. To me, it would work good right now. So, but anyway, this guy's going to go on and, you know, you'll have to pay a $10,000 fine eventually. But reduction in pay grade E1 and a dishonorable discharge. And there's six families that will never see their son or daughter again. And another several families that will be taking care of their son or daughter or wife or husband for the rest of their lives because of the injuries they received. You know, somehow I don't think a reduction in rank to pay grade E1 and a dishonorable discharge even starts to settle the score on that. What do you think?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. All right, folks. Well, today is open line. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about today. You don't got to necessarily comment on the subjects Ori and I are talking about, but you're welcome to if you want to. Ori, I'm not even if you want to comment on it, you can. I'm not even going to get into this Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey sex stuff. I have no desire to talk about that, but if you got any comments on it, you're welcome.
Not really.
You know, I don't either. I haven't really been following it. I just occasionally read the headlines. I'm certainly not clicking on the stories. You know, all of it's pretty disgusting to me. Well, let's see. What else is going on in news? We got Trump's and the Republicans putting out this tax plan. I've read a little bit, but the more I read, the more confused I get. I think overall, my one big takeaway from it is, what is it, 20 or 25% corporate tax rate, flat rate? That will definitely be good for business in this country. I did see a table. I think people that make 0 to 12,000, single pay no tax, 12,000 to 25,000, I think it's 12%. And I forgot what the rest of them were. But, you know, if they get this through, I think the economy's even going to pick up more than it has. Now, I fully admit that the economy is, way overvalued. At least the market's way overvalued. Well, we got Rick in Missouri on line 9, Lori. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Spencers. How's everybody?
Doing good, buddy.
How's everybody doing?
What's that? Say again, Lori.
I said, how's everybody doing?
Oh, yeah. Just fine. It's a cool, overcast morning, and I've got about 4 or 5 flats of seeds that are very slow to germinate because whereas 50 to 70 might be optimal to germinate seeds, you know, at night it's been dropping down to right near the freezing mark. So
right.
That would mean that these flats, I've got some more red and green salad mix, a couple more flats of turnips, and another flat of what's called early wonder top, which is a beet, beets are a member of the chard family, which I already mentioned, but the tops,
right.
Early wonder top beets, are typically sold, the tops are typically sold to restaurants as Swiss chard, and nobody knows the difference. But the what I wanted to say was, you're going into winter, and, you know, I've been gardening all my life, like 50 years or more, but the what I've noticed is, you know, trying to push it into the extremes, extreme food production, has been a fascinating experience, because what you're going to find out very quickly is that you probably can't do it, unless you try it. You know, it's like, it's the difference between watching somebody ride a bicycle and then getting up on there yourself. You don't really understand it until you're on the bike, and you're like, this isn't quite as easy as it looked when Johnny went by. So you have some situations that you have to overcome. I had a hoop bender to bend top rail, but because of my shortage of time, and I found up at the local MFA, which is, of course, the Farmers Mutual, cattle panels, the really big cattle panels for $20. So
that's
for the time being, rather... Say again?
That's cheap.
I thought it was great because the people next door wanted 40, and I was ready to pay that. So,
yeah.
And the people who are usually overpriced were half price, and I'm so, these things are 50 inches wide, and 16 feet long. So you can, if you hoop them up with a distance at the bottom, like around 8 feet apart, a 6 foot man can actually walk at the apex there. And so that is, I'm going to go ahead and put those up over some of my 16-foot beds and put my greenhouse plastic there. And then my idea there is to shove the turnips and the spinach and the other cold weather crops as far as I can get. And I'm just going to see, if we have a mild winter, some of these things I might be able to take all the way through, which will be a fascinating experiment. Well, it'll be interesting. Yeah, you never know. If we, you know, if we have a week of zero, that'll probably be the end of that, because I'm not going to heat these.
Right.
But I will say this, two things. One thing that's really a performer in this cooler weather are the Japanese salad turnips. And everybody will say, well, I know what a turnip is, and I don't see why I should need a Japanese one. Well, this is a turnip that goes well beyond a normal turnip. When it gets to be a little bigger than the size of a golf ball, there are these perfect white eggs that can be eaten raw in salads, or there are about 5,000 turnip recipes on the internet, which are a lot of fun, and we've been trying some of them. They actually do a fair job as a potato substitute. I did a chemical study on them once to compare them to a potato, and you'll find they don't have the carbs, but if you will, you know, eat that turnip along with the tops, you're getting far more nutrients. Now, I wouldn't necessarily cook them together, although I'm sure there are recipes where the tops and the turnips go in. I'm sure that would probably be a lot of fun. But what we've been doing is dicing them up, putting them in a Pyrex dish with salt, pepper, and olive oil, and just cooking them till they're getting just a little crunchy on the edges. And they are a very decent potato substitute. Also with garlic.
Cool.
For those people who didn't get their garlic in, you can fake your garlic. Garlic is a biennial. It actually only comes up every other year, which is why you would plant it in the fall, and then you get it to sprout. And then that way in the spring, it thinks it's the second year. That's why you want to plant garlic, you know, in October in most of the U.S. Well, you can stratify it, you can fool it, by putting it in the refrigerator, find the coldest spot in the fridge, not the freezer, and run that garlic for about a month down to right at 32, 33, 34 degrees. The garlic will then think it's been through one winter. And so if you plant it out when you plant out your potatoes, like St. Patrick's Day, then the garlic will in fact think it's in the second year. And then if you didn't get your garlic in now, don't get excited. You can always stratify it, fool it into thinking it's second year, and you can still have gourmet garlic. Yes, I know you can get garlic at the store, but the garlic at the store is the high production stuff, and it just doesn't taste at all like the real stuff. So So I guess that is about all I kind of wanted to say with regard to gardening. The kale is going crazy. I'm going to have enough kale to give to the local schools, but that's okay. That's fine with me.
Cool. Yeah, that is. I mean, that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. I find in this region that the salad greens, the lettuces, are rather slow growing, but worth every bit of it. The red and green mix produces some of the best salads that I have ever had. So, you know, if you're in the mood, and it does very well with cold weather. So next year, you know, anybody who, there is a Curtis Stone has made completely popular a thing from Johnny's Select Seeds, which is a very popular seed place, called Salanova.
Yeah.
And it is, it's, you know, the lettuce that, it's leaf lettuce, but it's incised. It's got the, like the little fingers all over it. You know what I'm talking about? It's not a smooth edge. It's a ruffled edge. And it's called Salanova, and you get it. It comes in a kit, red and green mixed. And I got to tell you, it's worth it. It's pelletized. It looks like little BBs. It's they surround it in a clay so that you can actually handle it, you know, so that you can plant them like one or two at a time. If you've ever seen lettuce seed, it's so small, it's incomprehensible. So, yeah.
It is.
So
they're ridiculous.
It comes pelletized, but it's a little on the pricey side for seeds, but it is totally, totally worth the trouble. So that was you know what else too, before I forget, I know Susie was looking for me. Hello, good morning, Susie. I will call back, and I thought I kept Susie's number from the last time we spoke, but I didn't apparently. So I will call back and I will give Sam my phone number just in case Susie's out there somewhere. And if she has, I forgot what you wanted to talk about. But if she's around, I'm sure she can remind me.
Okay, well, I think she normally listens. She's probably listening to us right now, Rick.
All right. Okay, is there anything else that I need to be doing before I go?
Not that I can think of, buddy.
Nothing comes to my blank mind. Okay. All right, you guys. All right, I'll be around here. Oh, one more thing. I don't want to stack up the callers. 30 seconds. Sweet potatoes. I waited all summer for the sweet potatoes to come in. And I had a bed that was about 20 feet by 4 feet, about 3.5 feet. The deer, of course, kept eating the tops off the sweet potatoes. So out of that one bed, I was expecting around 100 pounds of sweet potatoes, and I only got about 40. But what I got was an entire bucket of roots that look like small carrots. Very strange.
If I can
save them through the winter, those will make the perfect starts for next year. But what I'm thinking is these strange, undersized sweet potatoes must have come from the interruption of the life cycle from the deer eating all the leaves, I'm betting.
Probably so, yeah.
I can't prove it, but you know, I would say in a grid-down situation, if you're thinking about trying to produce food and you're not going to limit what's called competition, which in this case they're competing with me, for my food.
Right.
If you don't eliminate competition, you're going to find yourself losing because the deer walk around all night while you're trying to sleep, and they eat your food, and when you wake up, it's not there. So, you know, bear that in mind. One of the reasons I'm thrilled to have these cattle panels right now is because, in the end, if I don't wind up using them for hoops, I can always just zip tie them together into a temporary fence to keep the deer out. And so, you know, for $20 a panel,
it's time for our break, buddy.
Well, I'm gone. I'll talk to you guys in a while.
All right, take it easy. We'll be back in 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning. You're listening to Richard Miller here on RBN. It is caller's choice. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 1-800-313-9443. And we do have a couple callers on the line. So we're going to go right to Joy in Wisconsin on line 3. Joy, are you there?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I would just like to add something to the mix here about Bovbergdahl. And if the audience, the radio audience, would do some research on articles by Michael Hastings when he was interviewing Bo Bergdahl in prison. And in the Rolling Stone magazine, he's submitted articles before he was taken out of what actually went on in Afghanistan in the Queen's opium fields. And I don't think we belong over there because we have a horrible problem.
I agree.
Yes, and this is the cost of the war that we are intervening in. And I just wanted to put that out for research to find out why Michael Hastings met with an untimely death himself. And thank you for your program. And a podium for which to speak out. Thank you. Bye-bye.
On my end, Joy, you're breaking up a little bit, so if we're not answering back, it's because we're trying to understand what you're saying. Lori, did you catch the end of that?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't. We kept losing her like she was backing away from her phone or whatever. So, Joy, if you're listening, hon, why don't you try giving us a call back, and we'll try this again, okay? Because we totally lost you. While we're waiting for Joy to give us a call back, why don't we go ahead and go to Alan in South Carolina on line 5. Good morning.
I went to the grocery store early so that I could get back in time to hear the Bonnie Blue Flag broadcast on the radio. But the gym, I just want to add, I believe the front door is a very good place to defend, especially if everybody is prepared. We can take out 3, 4, 5, maybe 10 on the front porch and win by attrition.
Right.
But as for a don't have the hazards to find a place to hold up to. But as for Antifa, I think they'll most likely just sort of evaporate today. But then Lester Holt and all the rest will be on claiming that, quote, if I can, in this hostile atmosphere against free speech and First Amendment, as evidenced by Mr. Trump's attack upon the NFL protesters, the national protest, again, quote, was thus depressed and finally called off, or some such balderdash and bombast as that. Or as John often simply says, BS, and since he's the owner of the network, he often states the words as well, but I won't.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if you heard a show we did 2 or 3 weeks ago, but I actually read the flag code, and It's the law is very specific, you know, what a person is supposed to do when the national anthem is played. Of course, there's no criminal penalty for not doing so, and I'm not advocating that there should be. But this is not a matter of free speech, as you agree, you know. This is purely a matter of being a good citizen. You know, that's the way I look at it.
Well, only to add, as a Southern nationalist, I've often sat out what we like to call the Yankee National Anthem, but I did it in private or in the context of a meeting that we were holding privately, not at work. I would never do that at work, and I think that's the key thing. The time and the place
there. Conversely, Alan, I've been known to stand for Dixie.
And same wholeheartedly, yes, sir, me too.
Yeah, so I understand what you're saying. We're on the same side here.
Well, just watch out. I don't know how they'll handle it. Most likely they just won't mention it. They just not mention it at all, but...
All right, well, we'll just have to wait and see. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our bottom of the hour break. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. We will be back in 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath, head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Young RBN. Today is caller's choice, like normal. Number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And at the moment, we're speaking with Alan in South Carolina. Alan, are you still there, hon?
Oh, Alan dropped, Corey.
Okay, well, Alan, hope you have a great weekend. I see Joy in Wisconsin callers back on line three. Joy, are you there, hon?
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning, Joy.
I got on my landline, so I just wanted to reiterate what I had said before about Michael Hastings wrote some articles in the Rolling Stone magazine some years ago. I think it was maybe 2013 or 2012 or 2011 about interviews he had in prison with Bo Bergdahl. He went to visit him to find out what went on. And there's quite a bit of background information in those articles about why Bo Bergdahl left his platoon or whatever it was over there in Afghanistan when he learned...
I believe he was on a forward operating base, Joy, the way I heard the story.
Well,
what they call like FOB, a forward operating base, is
okay,
where he was
now,
at.
I don't know if where this was, but I would have to go in and reread the article to find out what time frame it occurred when these peasants were that were living in the area in Afghanistan were dealt with, and he couldn't, Mr. Bergdahl couldn't, with his upbringing of ethics and morals from his family environment years before, deal with that, why we were there doing that, and this was not what he was told was going on. And so the background of these interviews is also very specific in the articles in the Rolling Stone by Michael Hastings. Now, Michael paid the ultimate price for this, releasing these articles, and it would do us very well to get the full story, you know, from eyewitness, a person
right,
that
right.
was there. And that's all I'm saying, and how you interpret that would be up to the individual.
Right. And, Joy, you're right. There were a lot of extenuating circumstances, okay? And I'm not trying to argue with you or pick a fight with you, but as a combat veteran, yes, I've been asked, my son has been asked, to do a lot of things we did not morally agree with. But the thing is, your loyalty is to the soldier next to you. It's to your buddies that are in your unit. And what Mr. Bergdahl did, instead of, you know, requesting, you know, a medical evaluation or a psychological evaluation and doing it the right way, he just walked off and put his entire unit, in fact, that entire FOB, in harm's way. And that resulted in people dying and people being disabled for life. Okay, I'm not saying that you're wrong, Joy.
No, I didn't read that in the articles. This was nothing about like that. I would like to know what maybe your source of information was.
My source is my son,
100,000 of our troops that are committing suicide after their tenure over there in Afghanistan. All of the years we've been there.
Why are there so many of our own troops
that are committing suicide from operations
that were in Afghanistan?
That's all I wanted to put out there.
All right, well, Joy, I can't give you a standard answer because everybody's situation is different.
But my personal experience has
been that many of these men simply cannot adjust back. Adjusting to war is fairly easy. Adjusting back to civilian life, and I can tell you for myself, is very, very hard.
I understand that, and I hope everyone is taking their time and getting all the facts right and dealing with their own issues. It's terrible, and it even goes beyond that, and what the bloodstream of the human being is being inoculated with before they go in.
And, Very good question right there.
Yes, and so it's quite involved, and thank you for your service and all those out there and their service to our country. And I hope there is a resolve.
Yes, ma'am, it was my honor and my privilege.
And thank you, sir. Have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, Lori, looks like we got Alan in South Carolina back on line 9.
Sorry about that. Hoping not to alienate any of our friends at the North, I just want to elaborate on the national anthem. I've run across over the years lots of people from places like Michigan, Iowa, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, even New England, who would say something to me like, too bad you guys didn't win that war. Of course, I teased them right back by saying, well, it only took you 150 years to figure that out. I hope you're not too late. So thanks for all the help.
I like that one. Yeah, but, you know, everybody talks about the animosity that the South still harbors towards the North. It's been my experience, especially in the past 10 or 12 years, that the North, people from the North, not all, but some people from the North,
still harbor an equal amount of animosity towards the South. We had a situation right here where I live, Alan, where a brigadier general, Southern Brigadier General's grave was redone, a new headstone cleaned up and all that. And some of the people in this town we live in, who were originally from the North, just could not understand spending the money to honor somebody that was a rebel. So, yes, you know, it goes both ways.
Well, maybe
am I still on the air, Lori? Okay. I guess, Alan, are you still there?
Yeah, just to elaborate a little bit on that point, I guess you've heard of Fort Jackson, South Carolina, maybe. Anyway, it's one of the biggest infantry training forts in the country. It's in Columbia,
right.
South Carolina. We were doing, the Sons of Confederate Veterans was doing a honor guard around the monument and the flag when it was still there.
Right.
And a lot of people visited the State House, and this general from Fort Jackson came out there and said, "That's really great. Now, let me tell you a little bit about how he was dressed. Had on white gloves and with full uniforms, fully permitted." So the general came over there and said, "This is really great. I'm so high, but that's exactly the thing I love to see." So we have a lot of friends who've got some sense, anyway. All the Antifa crowd, blather and blather. But I couldn't help but remember that fella who came over to me and introduced himself as being not from around here. I can't remember exactly what state. But, you know, there's a lot of good feeling amongst conservatives, and we try to put all that stuff behind us and the animosity between our own folks. So,
well,
you know,
and we should. Yeah, we absolutely should put that behind us, Alan. There's no room for it anymore. There's a difference between having cultural pride and trying to start and refight the war again. So.
Well, you know,
okay,
just old fast.
Go ahead.
I'll keep listening.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Okay, next it looks like, Ori, we got Thomas in Utah on line 5. Good morning, Thomas.
Howdy. Just want to share with you a little experience from last Sunday. We had a
we had
a lesson in Sunday school about being prepared for emergencies like earthquake or fire, or disruption of the economy. And what was really interesting to me was the number of individuals in that class. When the issue was brought up, they were totally medically dependent. In other words, they were dealing with diabetes where they were insulin dependent. They had thyroid issues where they're thyroxine dependent. Or they needed Coumadin or Procardia for their heart. And it made me realize that most of these people, and of course there was kind of a panic in that class, they realized that if we had a disruption of the economy or services at all, they would not be able to obtain any more than 2 or 3 days' worth of medication beyond what they already had.
Wow. Well, you know what I do? Now, I am an insulin-dependent diabetic. I do have heart medication. But what I am able to do is order up to a year's supply at a time. Now, if we have something really bad happen, Thomas, I have no illusions about coming out on the other end of it. But what I know I will be able to do is go as long as possible doing what I can for my family. And then when my time's up, it's up. It's that simple. Therefore, I don't worry about it. I don't sweat it, and I certainly don't panic about it like some of your friends you were talking about. You know, that's just the way I look at it.
Well, of course, my quiet, I had to restrain myself in that class because, see, I was a diabetic, and I was heart medication dependent. The problem is people do not understand the causes of their conditions. So without that knowledge, they can't remedy them, in other words.
Well, so, there's one fix for my particular deal on my pancreas, and that's a new one. But I'm not willing to do that because of all the rejection drugs I'd have to be on. My pancreas is dead from iodine. It's that simple. And my heart, actually, they're weaning me off the heart medication. I just can't stop it all at once. They're cutting my dose every 2 months. Yeah, they're cutting it in half.
Yeah, you never want to go cold turkey. You'll end up as a cold turkey.
Exactly.
But I really encourage people to clean up their diets and their behavior so that they can survive longer without their medications.
Right.
So, you can't say much because people get offended when you tell them that they need to go back to the garden, get the hell out of the slaughterhouse and the pig pen, the chicken coop and the fishery and the milk shed.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that, and they don't believe you anyway because their doctors have all been programmed to medicate you rather than to prevent you from having the disease.
Oh, you're correct on that. You know, but I'll be honest with you, Thomas, I'm not giving up my meat. I like my meat, even though it might be hard.
Well, I'm going to say this very brutally hard. Your physiology is not designed for handling large amounts of animal flesh.
That's true.
I don't care whether you believe in Moses or whether you believe in Darwin. We are not carnivores. As long as we put that wrong thing in, we injure our liver right away, and the rest of our system then is offended. And all, you know, I worked in pathology in my younger years. I spent about 15 years in that industry. Finally got out of it because I was so sick and tired of the lies that were being perpetuated with the patient and the patient's family. See, in the laboratory, you got to deal with facts. You got to deal with truth. Otherwise, you end up dead yourself. But you can never get that truth up into the patient's room or up into the family visiting room. And so everybody's led to believe that their DNA has dictated their disease. You know that. They're blaming everything on your DNA.
Right.
So what they're implying is that God is stupid, right? So I always ask the question, is God?
I hope that's not what they're implying.
Thomas,
might be able to answer this question I've got. You're a much more intelligent man on this point than I am. I apparently have made the connection in my thinking that as the DNA reproduces and copies itself over a person's lifetime, that signature becomes weaker and weaker. Is that true?
I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
In other words, as a person gets older, the cells do not do as good a job of replicating.
Right, because we offend them all the time. I mean, we live in a toxic environment, and the most important environment is what you wrap your lips around.
Understood.
Because you
cannot
escape. Well, you cannot escape what you put inside, right?
And that is true.
So the most critical thing, critical choice you make is what you decide to consume. I mean, we have limited amount of control over what we touch or what we breathe or what we drink, but what we have absolute control over is what we decide to put down our throat.
That is
and
true.
Once it's inside of us, we cannot escape it. It has to exit through us.
Right.
You know, I encourage people to really look. I hate to kind of sell myself, but see, in 1991, I laid without a heartbeat and without breath on a steel table at the Utah VA hospital. That's when I decided to respect my own science, and I decided not to offend my body anymore. So I decided, with the help of the angels, by the way, I mean, I tell the story this way. The angels ask me what the heck I'm doing there on the steel table, and I am asking them why. And then their answer in my little condition is, you already know, stupid, because you worked in pathology, you've dealt with dead bodies, you've dealt with the tissues of living bodies, and you know what offends it. And we,
right.
the fact is, we took our body. I don't care whether you believe in Darwin or you believe in Moses. We've taken our body out of the natural environment and put it into this poisonous, toxic environment. It's bloody.
Right, Thomas, I've got to ask you to hang on for a minute. We're going to break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Reconnect here on RBN. We're speaking with Thomas in Utah on line 5. Thomas, you still there, hon?
I'm still here.
Good. Go ahead.
I don't know. How many minutes do you have left?
We've got 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay, what I'm going to encourage everybody to do, and now I know I offend people when I tell you to get the hell out of the slaughterhouse, get out of the chicken coop, the pig pen, the fishery, and the milk shed. But the fact is, I care enough about you that I want you to have a body that is not offended. You know, like I say, I don't care whether you believe in Moses or you believe in Darwin. We are not designed as carnivores. We can handle a little bit of meat in an emergency. See, God is wise in that. He allowed us to handle a small amount periodically. But when you ask your body to deal with this secondhand food for your lifetime, your DNA, like you're talking about, is injured. And we literally pass on the problem to our children. You know, I worked in DNA research, I worked in cancer research, and I worked in all of this other kind of research. I worked in OBGYN, delivery, all of that stuff, you know, and everything that I ever had to work on in the laboratory points that we are not carnivores, we are herbivores. Now, of course, when I finally realized and respected my own science, my life turned around. I was diabetic. I had heart issues. They wanted to put valves in my heart. You know, and I had arthritis. I had subclinical lupus, all of that good garbage.
Right.
As soon as I got out of the slaughterhouse, I made a covenant. I would never offend my body again, and I would respect the science that I had been learning face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball, decades before. And, of course, my life turned around. I was Clark 4 terminal with my cancer. That reversed. I'm still alive. They can't figure out why. But I said, you know, if you get out of the slaughterhouse, then your immune system can work on the problems that are there, not work on the bacteria and the viruses and parasites you bring in from the slaughterhouse. But anyway, and I hate to be pushy, but I am so saddened when I get in a gathering of patriots and three-quarters of that room would die within weeks if their medication stopped.
Right.
You know, I was sitting with Eustace Mullins long ago. He's a dear friend, was a dear friend. I was sitting with Ogreitz and everybody. I said, look around this room. How many of us would really be able to survive and even take on the enemy if they closed the doors of Rite Aid or Walgreens or a CVC? I mean, within weeks, this room would be two-thirds empty.
That's
I said,
correct.
We have to figure out how to take care of our own constitution before we can take care of the national constitution. You know, so I'm begging people, if nothing else, get back into the garden, get out of the slaughterhouse, and watch what happens. See, I'm a living example. Now I was assaulted, I was blinded because I was exposing this in D.C. You know, the biggest power in D.C. is the pharmaceutical medical complex. They don't want you to live healthy because you're helpless when it comes to defending yourself. So
all right,
I hate
hey,
to
Thomas,
push my...
We're up against a hard top of the hour break, buddy. I got to let you go. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.